I'm Indy Todd. Welcome to The Point. Coming up this hour, we'll talk about the 200th anniversary of the bombardment of Falmouth by the British ship HMS Nimrod. But first, weather. Cape and Islands saw 4 to 8 inches of snow overnight. The snow continues to fall. And joining us with the latest is meteorologist Frank O'Loughlin with Barnstable County Regional Emergency Planning Committee. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, good morning.
All right, blizzard warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. How much more snow are we expecting?
It's kind of hard to judge exactly. When a storm gets in this position, sort of rounding Nantucket at the moment, and we're switching between the snows that are associated directly with the storm and also moving over to more ocean effects where the wind goes over the warm waters. And that sets up banding, which can vary from 1 mile to the next. But more than likely, we're probably looking at least another 3, 4, perhaps even 5 inches in certain spots in addition to what we've had. And, of course, it's going to look bad with the wind blowing as the way it is right now. We still have quite a bit of whiteout conditions. Storm is really intensifying just to the southeast of Nantucket right now, and that's why the wind is really starting to rip now, because this is where the storm is at its strongest and its closest pass to us.
Yeah, so this is a good time to tell people they should stay home if they can.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
I drove in not too long ago, and I was behind two snowplows, and I was amazed, because this snow is like this last storm, light and fluffy, but it seems like underneath, you know, kind of gets hard packed there on the roads, and it's quite slippery in the bottom.
Oh, that's true. You know, what happens is they try to treat the roads, obviously, to try to, you know, melt anything that happens to be on that first layer, and we have such Arctic air over us. The wind chills are down, and it's so cold that it almost refreezes into an ice pack. And then, of course, you get the fluffy snow on top of it. And you don't always see that when you're driving, so it can be misleading into thinking you're just driving on regular fluffy snow, and all of a sudden, you know, you skid because there's ice underneath.
Yeah, and I have four-wheel drive, and I was sliding around. So if you don't have to be out there, don't get out there. So you mentioned the Arctic air. Are we expecting these cold temperatures to stick around for a while?
It's going to be for the next couple of days at least. We're thinking by Saturday we're going to probably see a bit of a warm-up, and what I mean by a warm-up, basically getting up near freezing again. But the next couple of nights are going to be very, very cold. It's going to be one of those nights then, you know, you want to think of your animals, you want to think of if you have outdoor pipe housings or anything that's exposed, you might want to take some action to make sure that, you know, you leave your water dripping a little bit, keep it flowing, because you know, pipe freezing is one of the biggest problems in the country, and especially with that last Arctic outbreak we had in the U.S., tremendous problems in that regard. But dangerously cold. Just got to be careful. You know, it's going to be down around the single numbers with wind chills below zero in the nighttime hours, so that's pretty cold.
Yeah. Now, you know, I was saying with the predicting the snow amounts, we had heard we were, you know, we're going to get a little more snow than we've gotten so far, and it seems like the South Shore, you know, Plymouth, Hingham, they really seem to be the jackpot area, if you will. It's tough to make that kind of prediction, though, isn't it? I mean, when you go 7 to 10, it could be 12. I mean, it's really tough to say.
It really is, and the reason is because, you know, when you have a storm like this, you have bands, almost like when we watch hurricanes come inshore, we see the rain bands come in. Well, we have snow bands, and where they exactly set up in relation to the storm is exactly where the strongest amount of precipitation is going to be. In this case, we actually had two waves of low pressure. One was early on, and that's why the storm started earlier than we had expected yesterday. And when we had the second one, which became the dominant storm, the one that's passing us now, develop off of the Delmarva Peninsula, it really robbed a little bit of the precipitation from the northern storm, and that's why we had the lull in precipitation, you know, around midnight for several hours, where we didn't really have much of accumulation, and it almost seemed like the snow was shutting off. But now that the main storm's coming up, we're kind of getting it on the backside. So, yes, it makes it very, very difficult. And places like Norwell have had up to 16, 17, 18 inches of snow, which is kind of unusual. We're thinking we were going to be the jackpot, but this, you know, that band could have just as easily had settled over us. You go up to Boston, and they've got very little snow, actually.
Yeah. So we have this blizzard warning until 1 o'clock, but as you're saying, we could still see snow falling, especially on the Outer Cape and Nantucket, because of the coastal snow,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so with that wind, of course, the storm is strengthening, so the wind is even stronger. So it moves over the ocean temperatures, which are actually warmer, of course. And it acts just like in Lake Erie and the Great Lakes, and picks up that moisture and deposits it over land. Mm-hmm. And voila, we've got the ocean effect snow showers, and they can linger right up several hours. I mean, usually we can add 2 or 3 inches onto a storm very often, especially on the Outer Cape, where the direction of the wind is critical. You know, if it's still north-northeast, I can still pick up that. But the moment it starts to switch a little bit to the west of north, it becomes more of a land-type wind, and of course it's not going to pick up any moisture that way.
Yeah, and then one of the differences between this storm and the other one is we don't have the astronomical high tides with this one, so we're not expecting the same kind of flooding. But will we still maybe see some coastal erosion?
Yeah, I think with the wind, you're still going to see some wave action, which is going to be responsible for a lot of the erosion. Not so much that you're going to have a lot of, coastal flooding, inundation of shore roads, but taking more and more of the, the natural sand away, which has been a problem throughout a lot of the East Coast.
Yeah. All right. Meteorologist Frank O'Loughlin with Barnstable County Regional Emergency Planning Committee. Thanks, Frank, for keeping us updated through the storm. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. WCAI senior reporter Sean Corcoran has been out and about this morning, and he joins us on the phone. Hi, Sean. Where are you now?
Right now, I've been going through Sama and Nashville in Barnstable.
You know what, Sean, we're going to try to get you on a different line. You're breaking up. We can't really hear you that well. So let's get Sean back, and let's go to Vern Locks, who is out on Nantucket. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning, Mindy.
All right. You heard Frank talking about the winds and the snow is going to continue to fall. What's it like out there right now?
It's about as bad as it could get. It's the winds are intensifying. I'm looking at some windows right now, and the visibility, the snow is coming sideways, it's gusting, it's blowing almost a steady 45 miles an hour, gusts are well over 50, and it seems it's been intensifying the last few hours. It's really bad news trying to keep seed on the ground and the bird feeders open, because go out and shovel and dust everything off and throw a few cups of seed, and within 5 minutes, the snow is blown back over them. So I'm looking forward for the wind to diminish a bit.
Yeah. How much snow have you gotten so far?
You know, it's a really funny, it's a very thin, it's because it is cold here, it's dry, and the flakes are little. And so, like, on the north side of the house, I've got 3 to 4 inches of snow, actually no snow on the upper decks, it's all blown right off. But then on the south side of the house, there's drifts that are 3 and 4 feet high, and there's probably a solid 12 inches of snow.
Wow.
So it really depends. You need, because it's so windy here, you need something to stop it. I'm sure the driveway is looking, it's very, very nasty out here. I would recommend.
I'd just stay inside if I were you. Yeah, stay inside. Why not? Well, I want to ask you about the birds, because as I came out my front door this morning, there was a little bird, I guess, kind of somewhere on my covered porch. It flew out, and I felt bad that I disturbed it when it was obviously in a nice, cozy spot. Where are they? Where do they go in a storm like this?
Did you know, was it a Carolina wren? Or was
I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. It flew so quickly.
Well, the birds, this is very bad news for the birds. Because whatever food they've been eating most of the winter is now not accessible. The things are frozen, the berries are covered in snow and ice, and they can't crack them, and any food on the ground, which they are able to get at most of the winter, is now buried. So they've become very dependent on bird feeders. Most of the birds, they start the winter, they prepare for the winter, and they sort of bulk up for the winter. They put on some extra weight. And a subcutaneous layer of fat. So I suspect most of the birds are now utilizing that stuff and getting pretty close to the edge. As I look out at the feeders here, we've got probably had over 100 birds out there this morning on the ground, song sparrows, cardinals, white-throated sparrows and stuff. And when I was out there clearing the snow, I mean, literally they were 2 or 3 feet from me. And when I threw cups of seed, they really need, even though nobody wants to go out right now, if you've been feeding birds, you really need to trudge out in the snow every couple hours and clear it off as best you can, and at least put a little seed out. And then, of course, when this wind finally stops and the snow stops, do a great job cleaning it tomorrow. But the birds, I mean, they have all sorts of modifications. This is not that horrible for them as long as they can get something to eat.
Yeah. So they're going to the feeders even in this wind?
Yeah, well, hopefully your feeders are not, hopefully they're in the lees somewhere. But, yeah, the birds don't really have any choice because they're, the chickadee is 108 degrees temperature. It needs to eat basically its body weight in food to maintain its warmth and its energy level. And it can't just go in and hibernate. I mean, it could go, if it stayed in a box or a cavity all day, it would starve rather quickly. Mm. It would burn through its fat. So they have no choice but to be out there looking for stuff. Fortunately, they're wearing the best insulation in the world in the form of their feathers, and they are really adapted to survive this, but food resources become a problem, and they really need something to eat.
All right. Vern Lox out on Nantucket. Thanks for bringing us the update, Vern.
Okay,
appreciate
thanks, Mindy.
It. Stay warm. All right. Sean Corcoran rejoins us, hopefully on a better line. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Mindy.
Much better. So where are you?
Oh, good. I'm in Mashpee. I've been driving around through Falmouth and Mashpee and up into Barnstable a bit since around 6:30 this morning.
And what are the roads like?
They're still quite a challenge. You know, when this wind blows, the visibility drops, and it can drop pretty quickly. As we were talking about earlier, it's really slippery. I think what happened was just as kids were getting out of school yesterday, people were heading home from work in the afternoon, really packed down a layer of snow that fell yesterday afternoon. And so when the plows they're having a lot of trouble getting that base layer, which is pretty slippery, mostly four-wheel drive vehicles out on the road now, and not a lot of them. I'm not even seeing a lot of people out of their houses shoveling their driveways yet because it is blowing so bad with these drifts of 2-3 feet. It's really kind of hard to tell how much fell. And actually, when talking about the drifting, I was speaking to a plow driver this morning named Courtney Mills in Mashpee, and he was talking about that as well. I think we have a clip from Courtney.
Probably about the same as the last storm.
In what way?
Terrible visibility. That's the worst part, and you can't see.
Have you been out all night?
Yeah, we went out called out at midnight.
Visibility, I'm sure, is still bad in a lot of areas. We've got that blizzard warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And as we heard Frank O'Loughlin, the meteorologist, say, this is really the height of it that's happening now. So whiteout conditions still in quite a few places.
Right. I was really surprised when I got up this morning around 5:45 to see that there wasn't a whole lot more in terms of accumulation. But, yes, we're definitely in the midst of the storm now. Another thing that the plow driver was saying was that even though they were working all night to clear the roads, with the wind and the drifting, it seemed like every time they cleared a road, the snow just filled it right back in.
Yeah. I was lucky enough when I came in, I might have mentioned I was behind two plows coming down Woods Hole Road, and it still was quite slippery, and I have four-wheel drive. So, yeah, it's really dangerous driving. If you don't have to be out, stay in.
Yeah, stay out of the way of those plows.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Sean Corcoran, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mindy.
WCAI Sarah Reynolds was walking around neighborhoods in Woods Hole this morning. She came across Charlie Marzat. He was dressed for the weather in a puffy coat and hat. He'd driven to a house to check in on a construction project that he has underway. And he says the snow isn't much of a nuisance for him at all.
How has it been for you you're out here working, right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's nothing unusual for us. It's just a few inches.
And you're going to work in it?
Yeah. Yeah,
we
put tarps over stuff, and so, you know, we prepared for it.
And how are the roads? I haven't been out.
They're fine. Yeah.
Roads are fine.
Yeah, they're fine. They're plowed. Yeah, you have to have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, it's pretty windy, though.
It is a little windy. Yeah, not bad.
You look pretty comfortable and happy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some people just take it all in stride, right? And the one thing, though, about the roads, they are plowed, but then the wind is blowing that snow right back onto the roads. So again, that blizzard warning in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon, still expecting at least a few more inches of snow. And coming up, we are going to talk about the 200th anniversary of the bombardment of Falmouth by the British ship HMS Nimrod right after a break.